Welcome to the Sage Parnassus Podcast, peaceful guidance for your Charlotte Mason homeschool and life, with me, Nancy Kelly. Today's episode is about that wonderful phrase we read in Charlotte Mason's works, setting their feet in the large room. It is a key idea of Mason's that helps us understand that world of knowledge which we hope to put our children in the middle of. And of course, it has deep spiritual significance too. Let me talk a moment about where the large room concept originates from. I mentioned this in the article, but would like to give you a bit more background. So in Psalm 31:8, we read, "And hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy, thou hast set my feet in a large room." Here we have David running for his life away from Saul, and he ends up in a cave. Yet despite where he is, hidden, in peril, in a tight place, he can utter these words of praise, "Thou hast set my feet in a large room." How can he say this when he clearly isn't in a large room? He's in a narrow cave, and this narrowness signifies sorrow and peril, while largeness signifies comfort and peace. He can say this because of his relationship with Almighty God. So no matter where you live or what your circumstances may be in life, God will give you grace and liberty to live in this large room if you know him. I will place the passage links from this article in the show notes, and I encourage you to read the quotes in their complete context. They are so rich. You will also find a link to the complete poem that I will mention at the end of the podcast. And wherever you are listening to this, please leave a comment or a rating. The Godward Movement of the Large Room. One of the things that is so refreshing about Charlotte Mason's writings is her biblical literacy. If she could write a 6-volume poetic work of the Gospels, the Savior of the world, she must have spent much of her life meditating on them. She uses so many allusions and phrases from the Scriptures in her 6-volume series that oftentimes I miss them, maybe picking them up during my second or third reading. While some writers of curricula explicitly state the Scriptures they use as a basis for their materials and methods, in Charlotte Mason's case, the truths of Scripture are woven inextricably throughout her writings. A favorite quote of many is found in the section titled, "Our Aim in Education is to Give a Full Life." She says, "The question is not, how much does the youth know when he has finished his education, but how much does he care? And about how many orders of things does he care? In fact, how large is the room in which he finds his feet set? And therefore, how full is the life he has before him?" She mentions this large room idea in other places. Volume 3, page 231, reads, "Our aim in education is to give children vital interests in as many directions as possible, to set their feet in a large room. Because the crying evil of the day is, it seems to me, intellectual inanition." The large room concept is drawn from Psalm 31:8, "And hast not shut me up into the hand of the enemy, thou hast set my feet in a large room." David found protection and safety from the wrath of Saul through God's provision. The largeness signifies comfort and safety, as opposed to straitness, which represents sorrow and peril. So, in thinking about this large room, we think of the wide variety of studies, the freedom to explore the world, and the genuine interest in our surroundings that lead to a full life. But there is a caveat to all of this. It's found in the third use of the large room phraseology and beautifully reflects the comfort mentioned in Psalm 31:8. Without it, we are in danger of having our student become a, quote, free thinker, an agnostic, unquote. Here, Mason explains. But once the intimate relation, the relation of teacher, capital T, and taught in all things of the mind and spirit, be fully recognized, our feet are set in a large room. There is space for free development in all directions, and this free and joyous development, whether of intellect or heart, is recognized as a Godward movement. Volume 2, page 275. Once a person understands his relationship to God, there is comfort, safety, and freedom. Oh, that all children could have the opportunity, the freedom, and the joy of setting their feet in that large room, that place where both their heads and hearts are directed towards God, and they can explore their world as it truly is. Here is an excerpt from the poem Law by Charlotte Mason. O agony of ever-narrowing walls, that closer, closer hedge in work and thought and love and all of life, till the poor soul, ever more straitened, gasps for space to be. Sweet, sudden liberation, then to discern the true face of the law. That law for us, not we for law, exist. That law is will. The present, personal, living will of God, whose every motion is a pulse of love. In a large room, straightway the feet are set, and all the powers of men do stretch and play, expand themselves, break into vigorous life in such full inspiration of high air. Thank you for listening, and may you find your feet set firmly in a large room.